Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, students. Welcome to our lesson summary review. Today, we're continuing with our lesson review for the course Personal Evangelism, which is one of our associate's degree in Christian theology courses. And we're on session four this week, which is entitled Share Your Experience. This is what we're going to review, so I pray that you have your study guide, your paper, pencil, to take notes as we go over some of the highlights of this week's lesson. Now, this session will help you to understand the need to be ready at all times to tell others about your experience with Christ and become committed to do so at whatever the cost. So as we go through this week's lesson review on Share Your Experience, I want you to keep that in mind. And as we always do, students, we're going to seek the face of God now for the aid of the Holy Spirit in helping us to learn, to teach, and to apply this lesson to our lives. So let's seek God now and ask Him to prepare our hearts, and especially to prepare us to be able to share our own experience with others. So let's seek the face of God. Father, we thank You now in the name of Jesus. We thank You for the gift of Your Son. We thank You for the gift of the Holy Spirit. We ask now, Father, that You would lead us and guide us as we study this week's lesson, that You would lead us into opportunities to share our experience with You, with others in the days ahead. We pray today, Father, that You will give us a revelation of the basic simplicity of our calling as witnesses, that we will be able to share our experiences with others, and that we will determine to depend on the help of the Holy Spirit for the boldness we need in speaking with others. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Again, students, I welcome you to our lesson summary review. We're reviewing the course Personal Evangelism, and we're on session four this week, which is entitled Share Your Experience. Now, as we look at the introduction for this week's review, I want to somewhat illustrate, I want you to imagine a courtroom trial, a court of law. You're in a courtroom, and if you were to assume the role of a witness, think about the things that a witness would report about what happened or something that really exists. This is likened to the role that Christ has called each of us to play in life. We are to be witnesses of giving the reports about something that has happened or something that really exists to those that we share the gospel with. So let me ask you a question. What does being Jesus' witness mean? If you were to take a reference from the book of Acts, chapter 1, verse 8, you will see that the study guide pointed you to, and that particular portion of Scripture shows us that being a witness for Jesus means reporting the facts of who Jesus is, what He did to provide salvation for everyone, and how you actually experience Him in your life. You see, students, your personal experience of Jesus, both in the past and the present, makes your witness much more effective and believable. Now, let me also explain that an effective testimony does not have to be a dramatic story of rescue from dramatic sin. Although that kind of witness does bring glory to God, the best testimony, however, is an explanation of how you are living now, as well as a demonstration of how you are living now in a relationship of cooperation and communication with God. We understand, as we look at this week's lesson, that by the Holy Spirit's conviction, unbelievers can sense God in us as we share our experiences with them. By the Holy Spirit's conviction, Unbelievers will see that your life is so much better than what they are experiencing that they will want to have it as well. So we see, students, that the good news is that anyone can have this life in Jesus Christ. These are some of the things that we're going to look at as we go through this week's lesson review. Now, the major headings that we're going to talk about, and if you have your note-taking material, you can write down these four major headings that I want to discuss with you. The first heading that our lesson pointed us to is sharing at all times. Sharing at all times. That's the first heading we're going to look at. The second major heading is sharing without shame. The third heading is sharing to change people. And our fourth and final heading that we're going to look at in this review is sharing when it costs. So now let's go ahead and take a look at our first major heading, which is sharing at all times. This first objective asks us to give reasons why we must be ready to share our testimony at all times. Now, there's an ancient proverb that is mentioned in your study guide that basically says that if people remain enslaved to whatever habit or lifestyle that they have, they will eventually end up in a worse condition if that habit is destructive. It will lead them to ultimate destruction. So one of the things that we need to share with people, almost as if they're on a train and they're heading across a river, but the bridge is out and you know it, but they don't, is that at least you try to make them aware of the danger of the direction they're going. You can review some of the examples, for instance, that are listed in your study guide. Some of the examples in your study guide that talked about this particular section gives us some of the following things. And you can write these down if you would like. Here are some of the reasons for being ready to share our testimony. One is it is the heart of personal evangelism. That's the number one reason. Second, it is Jesus' pattern that he showed us in Scripture. Thirdly, it demonstrates our obedience to Christ's command that we share the gospel with all creatures. Fourthly, the lost would not hear this gospel otherwise unless we share it. Another reason why we should be ready to share our testimony is that it brings great joy in heaven and to us when someone hears a testimony and receives Jesus Christ. So if you think about the scripture passage that says that the angels in heaven rejoice over one sinner that repents. And who knows, students, perhaps your testimony, your experience, and the sharing of that experience with someone today may bring someone to repentance and a new life with Christ. So we want to share at all times is what our first objective asks us to do. You can take an example of scripture from Luke chapter 15, verse 10, and you can see an example of that in scripture, how we are to share at all times. Now, our second major objective is to share without shame. To share without shame. The second objective, it asks us to explain why we should not be ashamed to share our testimony. So, students, I want you to ask yourself, why do you feel embarrassed when people laugh at you for talking about Jesus or for being devoted to him? If you experience a feeling of embarrassment, I want you to ask yourself why. And maybe write down some of the thoughts that come to your mind as you think about that question. Some of you may have experienced a feeling of being hindered by shame from freely sharing your testimony. And so prayerfully, as you go through this lesson, you're going to gain a new faith or courage. For as the scripture tells us that God has not given us a spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. So let's review how Jesus and Paul were not ashamed to suffer for the sake of the gospel. And I'd like to point out that these are two good examples that we should follow. Now, as you think about Jesus and as you think about Paul, you know that they suffered many things for the sake of the gospel being shared. Of course, Jesus paid the ultimate price of crucifixion on the cross, but the results were that we might be saved. Paul also suffered many hardships and trials and even ultimately paid with his life, but with the end result being others came to know Christ. And so if we think about these examples, we need to know that just knowing about what Jesus did and what Paul did is not enough to remove the shame that may arise in our own lives. Here are some of the things that perhaps you should consider. Let me explain to you that shame, the word shame, is an emotion that focuses on self and the regard that other people have for me. If you were to take a look at Mark chapter 8, verse 38, it makes clear that such a focus causes us to be more concerned about fitting in and pleasing others than about obeying and pleasing Christ. And this is why we must ask God for the help to share without shame, because otherwise we will compromise the message of the gospel. But as we focus on others and what we can do to help them, we will become less sensitive to what others are thinking about us. So, students, again, we need to pray that God will fill our heart with compassion for lost people. And compassion basically means love in action. If that means sharing the gospel verbally or demonstrating some good work to them so that they can understand the love and the good news of the gospel, we pray that God will help us to have compassion for those that we seek to reach. For we understand, as the lesson pointed out, that God sees each lost person as a father sees a runaway child or as a shepherd sees a lost sheep. So it is our genuine concern for others that will get our focus off of ourselves and on the needs of those that are lost. So I'd like to challenge each and every one of you students with this. Every time you feel embarrassed about sharing the gospel, think about the lost person's need to hear it. Focus on the leading of the Holy Spirit to know what to do and depend on the boldness or the courage that is given to you by the Holy Spirit to do what is needed. In other words, I want you to offer the lost person good news, news that is good for them. So one final question I want to ask you, students, in this second objective, which is talking about sharing without shame, I want you to tell or share with us in the next coming week after this lesson about how God is helping you if you are struggling with embarrassment in sharing the gospel. We would love for you to contact us and share that with us through our email or by phone call or through our live chat line. So that is our second objective. So far, we're going through the course Personal Evangelism, Session 4, which is Share Your Experience. So far, we've seen that we must share at all times, and we should share without shame. Now let's look at our third objective, which is sharing to change people. We're not sharing the good news just for the sake of saying, well, I've shared it. We want to share it in such a way that it will cause conviction, that the Holy Spirit will use it to help bring about change and repentance in a person's life. So the third objective asks us to list ways people's lives are changed when we share Christ with them. Now, to think about the ancient proverb that we mentioned earlier, that basically if a person continues to live a destructive lifestyle, that it will eventually lead to their destruction. And if you were to read Romans chapter 2, verse 4, you'll see where that portion of Scripture focuses on God's kindness, which leads to repentance, which means to turn away from. So I like to stress with you, students, that it is truly the goodness of the good news that we should emphasize in our sharing the gospel. What the positive outcome can be for a person, not focusing so much on what the negative outcome could be. For a person desires that which is positive and good, and they despise that which is negative and destructive. So let's not use the opportunities we have to share the gospel, which the word literally means the good news. So if a person, for instance, is headed towards a way that leads to destruction, let's talk about how a person's life can be changed to avoid that destruction, that the choices, the alternatives that they have, as opposed to the direction that they're currently going. This should be part of our motivation for sharing the gospel. We certainly must not be judgmental, students, or condemning, for the latter approach does not cause people to change. It just calls them to resist. And we want to create a desire. We want God to use our testimony to cause a desire and a hunger for that which is good, which is of God. So you have a for you to do session in your study guide, which will talk about reporting on changes in the past and also changes that are currently underway in your own life. And all of us can relate to whether we've been in Christ for a long number of years or a short time, that there are still struggles that we have to constantly overcome. So with that being in mind, we realize that even those of us who are making an effort to submit to the Holy Spirit, to allowing the Holy Spirit to lead and guide us, we still face struggles in certain areas of our life, and that should cause a sensitivity for us about what some of the struggles that others who may not have made the choice or had their hearts turned towards God may be experiencing as well. And this will cause us to have even deeper compassion for them and not be judgmental or condemning. As we think about John 3:17, a lot of people are familiar with John 3:16, which says, "For God so loved the world, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life." But John 3:17 says, "For God did not send his Son in the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved." And this should be something that we should keep in mind as we share to change people. Let's take a look at our fourth major heading, which is sharing when it costs. This fourth and final section of our lesson asks us to give examples of those who have shared the good news even when it costs them something. How many of you know the gospel is not free? It costs. It cost God his Son. It cost Jesus his life. You'll see that many of the apostles, it cost them the loss of sometimes family, friends, and association. And even some of the early disciples, it cost them their life as well. So we must be willing to share even when it costs. So we want to give some examples of that. If you were to observe this, right? Observe that there is a vast difference in the various parts of the world today in what it costs God's people to share the gospel. Many in the United States have total freedom to speak out and may even receive acclaim from the world for their bold testimony. But in other countries, It can be life-threatening to even be a Christian, and especially to ask someone else to become a Christian. You can see various news reports in the media about those who are being persecuted, flogged, killed, or put in prison because they have confessed Christ or have convinced others to do so. But for those of us with great freedom, how great is our responsibility to take advantage of that freedom for the sake of the lost around us. And that's why we're thankful for the mediums like we're using right now to share the gospel 24 hours a day, 365 days a year with the entire world. These courses that you're listening to right now can be accessed by people with internet access all around the world at the push of a button. So we want to make sure we take full advantage of every opportunity we have to share the gospel. I want right now to bring your attention to the share the for you to do section of your study guide. You see page 71 of your study guide. It gave us some examples that we can recognize what it costs God to love us. Remember what we said, that it costs God his son, his only begotten son, that we could receive the good news of what God could do for humanity through the sacrifice of his own son. So when you think about those things, that should inspire us to lay down our lives rather than to forsake him. Now, we realize that in the natural, we are maybe unwilling to pay such a high cost to share the gospel with other people, especially if the ones we are sharing with strongly oppose us. But I want to ask you this question. What does it take to motivate us to share the gospel in spite of a high cost to ourselves? Where if you look at the study guide, you see that it points us to the fact that it goes back to receiving God's feelings of love for lost people, even our enemies, as Jesus said. It also points us back to the fact that we must be committed to obeying the command of the Lord Jesus Christ, as given in Mark chapter 16, verse 15, that go therefore and preach the gospel to all nations or to all creatures of the earth. So in order to do this, we realize that we must depend on the Holy Spirit in order to be able to obey so that we can trust in his eternal care and keeping while we share the gospel. It also, students, is important to do what Paul says in Galatians chapter 2, verse 20, where basically Paul says to the early church that we must die in advance. In other words, Paul says, I am already crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. But he says this, yet it's not I, but it's Christ now that's living in me. And now the life that he lived in the flesh, he lived in faith of the Son of God. And this is something that will help us as well, that if we die in advance to self, die in advance to the desires of this world, die in advance to seeking popularity and acclamation and recognition for what we do so that Christ can be lifted up, we die in advance. And so that will help us to overcome the fear of perhaps even giving our life or dying. It is not an automatic deterrent, but this is something, a mindset that obviously Paul understood, obviously Jesus understood, that it was for this purpose that he came into the world. And if we realize the big picture, we realize that even if it costs us our lives, as we look in the book of Revelation, we saw that many who did not receive the mark of the beast were beheaded for the sake of Christ. So it will take serious and persistent prayer, students, to overcome our natural fear of death, to be willing to lose our life for Christ's sake and the gospel. There's an example of this found in Mark chapter 8, verse 35. So briefly, let me review what we've talked about so far as we're looking at the course Personal Evangelism, session 4, which is share your experience. Again, this lesson encourages us to share at all times, to share without shame, to share to change people, and also to share when it costs. So in conclusion, there's one little thing we want you to be able to do. We want you to write down a testimony of your own salvation. Or if you have not already received Christ, write down your desire, what things you desire that Christ would do in your life that will cause your life to be different, or cause you to be different than what things are currently. And feel free to share those things with us, that we would love to pray with you. You're a part of our GBCS family. You're not just a number on a piece of paper or a name on a piece of paper. You're a part of our family here at GBCS, as well as a part of the family of God. So if you're already walking with Christ, perhaps you may be in ministry. You may have a desire to minister or to share your testimony with others. Some people may have already experienced some of the costs. I want you to write down some of the costs that you may have already paid in the process of sharing or living out the gospel, such as rejection, loss of acceptance. Perhaps you've had a change in your lifestyle, or maybe some of you may have or is experiencing persecution. I want you to write those things down, and feel free to share them with us, so that we can pray with and for you. And another question I want to ask you, students, as we conclude this week's review is God dealing with you regarding a greater cost you need to pay in order to be obedient to a task that he is preparing you to do? I want you to think about that. And as you do, I want you to know, as I've said previously, that we need to ask ourselves this question: how great a cost am I willing to pay to go on speaking out the gospel? And with that question being posed to you and on your mind, let's take time now to pray for one another. Let's pray now for every student and every staff member, every person who hears this lesson. Let's pray right now that we will be willing to pay whatever it costs that others, including ourselves, might know Christ and be saved. Father, we thank you today for this opportunity to examine this lesson, to examine the scriptures and your example. We pray now by the power of the Holy Spirit that our lives will be strengthened and encouraged, that the Holy Spirit will abide in us in such a way that we will share the gospel at all times in word and deed, that we will share the gospel without shame, that as we share this gospel, this good news, that people's lives will be changed, and that we will share the gospel in season and out of season, whether it costs us great things or costs us nothing. Help us to be obedient to your word and your will. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord, students. Thank you again for allowing me this opportunity to come into your home. I look forward to continuing our lesson in personal evangelism. And until next week, God bless you and good day.